Local news now. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has promised no new taxes and no raises for city employees unless the state legislature changes the law granting the city authority to negotiate reductions in workers' pensions. He also wants to be able to keep new teachers by changing a law requiring the latest hires to be the first laid off. And there's also concern that organised labour is under attack as a result of his speech and his intended policies. In his 10th annual State of the City address yesterday, Mayor Bloomberg outlined a number of changes that he hopes will save the city money as it faces a $2.4 billion budget deficit. Mayor Bloomberg said that he had enlisted the aid of former New York City Mayor Ed Koch and his reform group in getting control of the city workers' pensions away from the state. Concern that this begins and continues an attack on organised labour continues and is rising. Mark Brenner, the Director of Labour Notes, joins us to discuss that very issue. Mark Brenner, good morning. Welcome to Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Esther. Thanks for having me.
Explain how this attack on union pension plans compares with previous attacks and why you define it as such.
Well, I think that what we're seeing now is not actually completely new. It's just a stepped-up version of what we've been seeing, not just here in New York City or New York State, but around the country. Anyone with a defined benefit pension plan, a traditional pension plan as we know it, has sort of had a bullseye on their back for the last 5 years. And what we saw in the auto industry now is sort of rolling downhill into the public sector, that essentially these pensions are really on the chopping block for most workers who still have them, which is really quite unbelievable in terms of what it means for the future of working class New Yorkers. I mean, it would really fundamentally change the lives of hundreds of thousands of people here in the city, millions really in the state, and I don't think we can underestimate what this means for our future as a city, you know, at least as a city that working people can live in.
Now, one of the big issues that has been raised is that Wall Street currently enjoys some of the highest profits ever, and certainly since and pre the kinds of figures and numbers they made before the economy plunged into the kind of trouble that it now is in. So the question has been, how does the president and the administration justify balancing the budget essentially on the backs of workers?
Right. Well, I think, you know, Bloomberg is really just reflecting what we're seeing in Cuomo's office and unfortunately all too often out of D.C., as you say, that you know, we've got record profits in the private sector. We've got, you know, bankers back to pre-crisis bonus levels. You know, everyone who has five or six zeros on their paychecks at the end of the year every year is doing great. But those of us with a few fewer zeros or at least no comma in your weekly paycheck, you're definitely still hurting. And you know, Bloomberg made it really clear, look, we're not giving an inch here. I mean, you know, he starts his speech off by saying there will be no taxes. You know, taxes in this state or in the city are too high. I mean, I guess you just got to ask yourself, taxes for who? Because he's definitely speaking for people in his zip code, not in mine or yours.
I know, right? The entire New York City just stood up and said amen to that comment.
Well, it was kind of amazing, of course, because you know, what Bloomberg has learned, which is really just out of the playbook of the right, is that, you know, taxes, broadly speaking, you just mentioned the word and everybody kind of, like you said, just reflexively jumps up. Mm-hmm. But in point of fact, what we're talking about here is what kind of taxes. I mean, as we know, there are people who are, you know, making six, seven, eight figures in this economy, and they could do a lot better in terms of what they're contributing to the public coffers. I mean, taxes for the wealthy have been on a steady decline since Reagan, and under Bloomberg, there's no difference there. I mean, we barely saw a blip in taxes on the very rich since the crisis. I mean, it went up for 3 years under the quote-unquote millionaires tax we passed in 09 at the state level. But, I mean, they're determined to kind of get that back to, you know, business as usual, pre-crisis business as usual. And I think that, you know, this is an opening salvo for city workers across the, you know, across New York. What we really need to know, though, is, you know, whether people have the stomach to take their case to the people, because I think that one of the things the public sector unions have really suffered from is they've confused access or, you know, kind of an institutional bargaining relationship for power and strength, and we really now are finding ourselves in the crosshairs in a way that we haven't experienced in really several decades. And so I think, you know, the people of New York appreciate what the city of New York does for them, But the workers of New York have to be ready to, those public sector workers in New York have to be ready to actually make that case to the people, or else we are going to get chopped.
And so, just getting specific into different areas of the public sector, let's talk about pensions for a second. One of the concerns, one of the criticisms, is that essentially a game of divide and conquer is being played, pitting public sector workers' pensions against those working in the private sector, essentially pitting one group of workers against another. Given what you said about public city workers need to understand how to really marshal common interests, your reaction to that critique, that concern?
Well, I think it's absolutely the game plan. I mean, we're really just seeing the back half of this sort of market, you know, kind of market as God reforms that have been coming down, you know, the pike since the 80s. And, you know, if you look at how many private sector workers have defined benefit pensions, traditional pensions anymore, it's understandable why everybody's like, well, I don't have, you know, I've got a 401k, which took a huge beating in the last 2 years. Why the hell should you have a defined benefit pension? Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, we're talking about $19,000 a year for the average city worker. So this is not people getting rich here, but of course it doesn't really matter. The facts are not really what's primary here. It's just the sort of sense of insecurity, kind of like stirring up crabs in a bucket. You know, the people at the bottom kind of grab a hold of those who are, you know, able to climb a little bit higher and try to pull them back down. And that's what, you know, that's what their game plan is. Unfortunately, you know, the union movement, if they're just fighting to protect what they've got, is going to find themselves pretty vulnerable to that kind of strategy. I think what we really need to be doing as part of our plan is figuring out how to expand retirement security and really bring more people into the sort of, kind of golden years situation that most city workers have. Because if not, you know, you can't be an island of security in a sea of insecurity and fear.
Now, the teachers union seems to be one of the other unions that critics say are a particular target for the mayor. Would you say that's a fair critique? And if so, why work so hard to dismantle that particular union?
Well, obviously, it's one of the most politically powerful unions in the city and in the state. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people here. So for the city, it has both incredible budgetary implications and political implications for the mayor. So teachers around the country are under attack. I mean, they've become sort of public enemy number one, which is amazing if you think about it. You know, 2 years ago, the Wall Streeters and the real estate developers and all the other CEOs that have been, you know, gaming the system for so long are clearly identified by most of the public as the people who got us into this mess, and all of a sudden now it's teachers and librarians and the public schools that are the problem. And, you know, so I think it's been an incredible bait and switch. But, you know, this is just a long-standing agenda here in New York. We've seen under Joel Klein, and now we're going to see under the new chancellor that, you know, every effort to, you know, the teachers have made to sort of increase transparency and security in the teaching profession over the years is going to come under attack. Seniority, benefits like pensions. I mean, you know, this is absolutely the mayor putting a gun to the head of the teachers union saying, look, you know, you get no raises without cuts to your benefits. I mean, that's an opening salvo in bargaining that leaves you with absolutely no question what his intention is.
So then, given the AK-47 pointing at the heads of the public sector workers, what are the workers to do when it comes to strategizing and practical action to start to try and turn this around?
Well, I think that we have a couple of things that we know. As I said before, that most folks in the city of New York and in the state of New York, actually, when you get down to specifics, appreciate what public sector workers do. They value the services that the city and the state provides. They care about, you know, making sure that the city's most vulnerable, its children, its, you know, the people that can't work, are taken care of. And the real question is, you know, kind of taking that case to the public. I think that, you know, our best defense is a strong offense, and we need to actually go way beyond sort of the terms of the debate that Cuomo and Bloomberg are setting in this state how to fix these problems. We have to kind of get over our reticence of talking publicly, loudly, and proudly about the work that we do. And frankly, we need to really talk in honest terms about where the money's going to come from. I mean, as we were talking earlier in the show, people are very nervous to discuss public sector unions are very nervous to talk about taxes. But I think we've got to tackle that. We need to actually get out there in the public eye and discuss openly and frequently who's paying taxes, which, you know, for state and local taxes is totally upside down. You make $10,000 a year, you're paying twice as much as people who make $1.8 million. Yeah, it's unbelievable. State and local.
Takes your breath away.
Yeah, exactly. It's Alice in Wonderland kind of economics. And so, we need to get out there and validate what people already know about the, you know, who's been benefiting from the system. And we need to put out proposals that go way beyond what we think can win in Albany. Because, look, we've seen this. I mean, Bloomberg knows this. I mean, he's been proposing these things for years. Knowing that they're not going to pass, but he's been softening up the public for the idea that these are the kinds of changes that we must have. And I think the public sector unions need to take a similar tack. We need to actually be talking to people about what we deserve, not just what we think we can win. And I think that if we tackle that kind of vision and we put that sort of plan out in front of the citizens of this of New York City or of New York State, we have a much better chance of turning this whole fight on its head and actually getting people something that looks more like progress and less like austerity.
Mark Brenner, Director of Labor Notes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to be here, Esther.
Thank you.